It's a very warm welcome to, I'm going to call you an old friend, not that you're old, and a swimming legend, basically.
Appreciate that, Dave.
No, of course. Chad and Chloe, welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM. And of course, your dad's here with you.
Hi. He is a pensioner, by the way.
your biggest fan, without a shadow of a doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, you've just followed your son's career in such an amazing way. You really, really have. And I salute you for that, for being so involved.
Thank you.
Sure, 1992 you were born. I remember that.
My dad doesn't.
Oh, blimey, which makes me feel very, very old. But anyway, swimming was a thing that you started at a very early age, right? Did Bert just lob you in the deep end at the pool? I mean, what happened?
No, a little bit. I think, to be fair, my dad actually did teach me to swim. But yeah, it was something that happened. I mean, we're speaking a bit off air, but Man United and some football. But that's my first love, you know. But yeah. Swimming came quite naturally. Dad, what would you say?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, when you first start, all kids should play all sports, you know.
Sure.
And he played all sports, and he was good at soccer, good at most sports. And of course, the sport chooses you. That's where parents lose their way. Is that because you're a soccer player, you want your son to be a soccer player? Doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. You know? Don't push them into it.
Yeah, don't push them into it. And the sport will choose you. If you look at, you look at Eben or whoever you want, Kulisi, they played multiple sports as youngsters, and rugby chose them.
Sure, 100%. I mean, with my kid, Danny, as well, you know Danny very well, obviously. He did karate, he got to black belt, he played soccer, he played professionally. But I didn't push him in either way. You know, it's his decision at the end of the
day. Well, I must be honest with you. If I was you, I wouldn't push him either if he's a black belt.
It's very true. I can't get my leg higher than my waist anymore. But anyway, listen, I don't want to harp on about everything you've won. I mean, there's just so much material here. World championships, Commonwealth champion, Olympic success. Come on, we've got to talk about that, though. I mean, that is a day that I got goosey because I remember that moment, and I remember your dad with unbelievable, and it was like, wow, look at this kid. Tell us about that day or that swim.
I think it was, I don't want to make a long story here, but I think, I've mentioned it many times. I think for me, it was just a special day because obviously Michael Phelps was my hero, you know the whole story about that, but I think for me, heading into that final, there was like a sense of calmness in the air, you know. So me and my coach at the time, Graham, we were walking into the stadium and it was just a sense of destiny, you know. And I know you talk about like those movies, you know, when everything goes slow motion. That's exactly what happened in the race. You know, the last 25, when I was coming past Michael, it was like the Coach Carter, you know, they're shooting the final basketball, you know, those kind of movies. It felt like that to me, you know. It was really, I felt no pain. I had pure adrenaline, just pure emotion, 23,000 people.
Yeah.
First time in my life, I couldn't hear my dad in the stadium because it was so loud. But
I remember it.
It was incredible, yeah. 13 and a half years ago.
It's like yesterday.
I know.
Tell me about Michael Phelps, because was he a good sport, first of all, backstage, so to speak, after the race, knowing that you'd beaten him? Tell the truth. Oh, he wasn't.
No, look.
I knew it.
No, look. The truth is, look, Michael is, look, he's still my hero, right? He's still a guy that I've looked up to in the swimming sense, purely swimming sense.
Sure.
He was gracious after I beat him. I must give him absolute props for that. He was absolutely gracious. But, some of the things that he maybe did necessarily after the 2012, leading into 2016, let's just say, it's just not my style.
Do you know what? We're not going to diss him.
I'm not trying to diss him. Listen,
I'm just saying it doesn't mean anything.
He's still the greatest of all time. He's still one of my heroes, my inspiration. But some of the things that he may have done is not the way that I would have gone about.
Okay.
But we have a really good relationship. I saw him in the Olympics and I gave him a big hug. I gave his missus a big hug. And
sure.
I wish him all the best. Absolutely.
I doubt if you're going to have him round for a bride.
Well, I'll tell you what. Straight after that, we're at the Omega House. And it was myself, the youngest one, Jordan. He was only 14 at the time, and my wife. And he was talking to all the other athletes and things, and it was his moment. So we were sitting in the Omega House, and his manager walked up to him arrogantly and said, "Michael, let's go." So Michael, to be fair to Michael, he turned around and said, his name is Peter. "Peter, can you not see I'm talking to families?"
100%.
What are you joking? Are you? And then, I'm just saying, so when you ask how he was, he was very nice to us.
Okay. He was very nice to us.
He was very nice to us.
Be the bigger person at all times.
Like. No, no, he was good. He was good. Listen, again, I mean, for me, again, we have a great relationship. You know, we both with Omega, but he's we've always had a decent enough relationship, I'd say.
All right. Now, you know, we all have challenges in our lives, and I know you had some adversity. If you want to very briefly talk about that and tell me how you came through it. You had mental issues, am I right in saying?
Yeah,
and of course your parents, I think, were both suffering with cancer at the same time.
No, it wasn't the same time. So there was two separate things. I'd say 2016 was a hard year because my mom got breast cancer for the second time.
Yep.
The big man next to me had prostate cancer. Oh. It was very, look, I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't really worried too much about my dad, you know. It was more about my mom.
He's a trooper.
100%.
No, to be honest, it wasn't about my dad. It was about my mom because it was really fast spreading and it was really, really bad. She had to go for a double, you know, operation.
Mastectomy.
Yeah, same time, as soon as it happened. I mean, she went for a test, I think, 10 days before.
Wow.
And everything was clear. And then 10 days later, or like 2.5 weeks later, she felt a lump. And it was so frustrating. I mean, if we didn't, thank God for my father forcing her to go back to the doctor. Otherwise, she wouldn't have made it for sure.
I saw her the other day at the Westfield Mall. She looks amazing.
She's phenomenal.
Can I say something? You know, if it wasn't for the Olympics, my wife would be, his mother would be dead today.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you this 100%. Because when we were like, it was a Sunday night, and we were like, we had booked and paid for all the things over in Rio, and we'd taken the whole family this time and all that. And she said to me, "Feel this? It's not cancer." I said, "We're going a month and a half's time. Just go and see the doctor. You got full medical aid. Doesn't cost you."
And she did.
And she went doctor.
Detected.
Next day, surgeon. Thursday surgeon.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now then, that must have affected you mentally. How did it affect your career?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, I always talk about 2016 as being a tough year because of that. But I mean, you know, I got the two silvers in Rio. Phelps beat me in that race where I came fourth. So that was a really bad race for me. That was the worst race of my life. And that was hard for me. I'm still not fully over that race, if I'm being honest, you know.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fine.
2020, COVID was tough. You know, everyone struggled. You know, I don't want to talk about myself here because everybody struggled.
Yeah, but I mean, I did too. So I mean, lost my home.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everybody struggled. You know this, Dave. And I think for me, what was hard was there was an incident that happened in January of 21. So it was about 6 months again before the Olympics. Seems like the timing wasn't great for me always, except for London. But and we ended up, you know, let's just say a traumatic experience happened. It's nothing to do with swimming, let's just call it. Something to do with outside of the water.
Okay.
And you could say that threw me into a bit of a wobbly state.
But you're back now.
Which I'm back.
Of course you are.
You're back, strong. Baby.
Okay, we've got to wrap things up. But just to tell me about your swimming academies that are happening at the moment. And also, very briefly, if you can, your 8K swim for charity.
Yes. Eight miles.
8 miles. Yeah. Is that obviously non-stop?
No, so what we're doing is, I'll touch on the foundation first. The Charity Club Foundation, we've had, you know, for a couple of years, we've partnered with Vidmar Mile. We've got about 28 people swimming for us. We're raising money for the foundation, of course. We're giving to the underprivileged kids. So I'm doing all 8 miles this year, and I'll be swimming with each individual cluster of my people. So I'll be swimming with like some of the young girls, some of the young guys, some old guys, even the elderly fellas, you know, which is going to be great. And
what is he class as old? Probably like 42.
Hey, I'm nearly 40.
No, he's nearly 42. He's a pensioner.
And then, for me, we're very proud to announce that I've, you know, partnered with Virgin Active. So we'll be doing a couple of academies throughout the country in 2026, obviously, throughout. And
fantastic.
Got some amazing people on board. So a big thank you to Virgin and thank you to my team, Chad Leclerc, Virgin Active Academy.
Okay, and you're still part of Westfield Boys High School, really?
They love you there. Oh, I love Westfield. That's my guys. Westfield,
great school.
The best school ever. You know, Mr. Trevor Hall. He set everything up for me, and you know, both me and my brother went through, and super grateful to my school. Love them to bits.
Fantastic. I hope that, you know, we could talk for hours and hours, which I'm not allowed to do. But thank you for being here, man. It's really great to see you. And to you, Bert, man. You're a legend. Both of you.
You're a legend, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
You're a legend,
we're
brother.
We're all legends.
Of course.
This room is full of legends. But thank you, and I look forward to hearing what you're doing in the very near future.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dave.
Great to see you guys. Thanks, Dave.